It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, and it seems like Benjamin Marion's not afraid either, but I tell you what, you know, all the more reason they want to thunk you on the head. They're going to put the left jackboot or the right jackboot or the jackboot on your throat party and say, comply or die, and then you got to make a decision. And this, I know there's a lot of people want to get on or want to call in and everything, but we are getting through this entire story. We're not going off on tangents. We're not going to, we'll get to you. I mean, I'll make sure you get to ask the questions, but I'm telling you, I need to get the whole story because if I don't, we never will. That's the way it is. Got a guest on there. I want to get the whole story. So, Benjamin, go ahead and now we're deciding that we're going to go ahead and we're going to challenge a man. We need to have a misdemeanor. We need to get in the court system. We need to have a jury trial. So how far have you gotten on that?
Well, I just continued to do what I had been doing. I continued to travel without any blessing from the Commonwealth. I go from point A to point B as I see fit. Now I do it in a safe and reasonable manner. I'm not being ludicrous in what I'm doing in any way. And I've been stopped several times. And sometimes a police officer from a small town will say, you know, hand come back up and say, you know, have a good day, and just send me on my way. They don't want to get involved.
You know, I'll bet you there has to be some kind of, what's the word for citation? Note, you know, do you give them your name?
I refuse to give them anything.
So you don't give them your name?
I don't have a name.
So there's no license?
I don't have a name.
There's no license plate on your car?
Yes, there is. There's an expired license plate. But I don't have a name. A name is a designation given to property by the owner thereof.
No, let me tell you what I know. I'll guarantee you ain't going nowhere until they know who you are.
So they've held me on that alone from time to time.
Yeah, they're coming. They're getting your information somehow. So there's
I'll tell them that I don't have a name. Okay, the name is a designation given to property by the owner of that property.
Yeah, it's all very interesting, but they're not letting you go until they know who you are, and they're getting
lights. Well, I finished that up by saying to them, I am Benjamin Wayne Maring. That's not my name. That's who I am.
But let me tell you, I want to make it very clear to the audience. This is where people start getting in trouble. I can't even keep track of how many times I have somebody, you know, in the Scottsdale jail, Phoenix, somewhere around the country in a straitjacket, whatever, because Ernie said. Okay.
Yeah.
So they get all inspired and everything. I want to make it very clear. They freaking know who you are, or you're not going any freaking where. Okay.
That is true. You're absolutely right.
So this is, you know, somehow they get who you are, however you want to define it. They're getting who you are, either confirmed by your expired license plate or your expired driver's license or fingered something. They're getting something. Okay. Let's make that clear to the audience.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right. So they have a designation, however they want to do it. They know this breathing human being sitting there is, you know, we got a finger on it and so pass by our path. Right. All right. So then what?
This all comes to a head on April of 2006. Okay. I don't have the exact date in front of me.
Okay, they're going to hit that. Now, this is a short segment. Now, we got a 12-minute one coming up, so go ahead and hold that there. You know, now we're getting to it. It comes to a head. Comes to a head. So we're getting to the comes to the head part, all right? Here we go. We'll get ready with Benjamin Wayne Maring from Pennsylvania. He's going to tell us the rest of the story here and declare your independence in just a little bit.
It's time to declare your independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443. And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Oh, the man be a-coming, you know, because they need some money. You know, what's going on today? Yeah, what did I tell you was going to happen? What did I tell you? You know, silver shot up, I don't know, 1840 or something. We have gold has shot up to 1,240. I mean, you know, that's like a world record, right? I mean, that's just, it's to the moon, Alice. You know, this is not going to stop. So how are they going to make that up? I had the state treasurer on the show years ago from Arizona, and we were talking about the budget, and it's a long story, but bottom line was this. I go, how do they make this up? What's, I mean, this is not going to be able to be, when it was even, you know, not as bad as it is now. She goes, well, they write more tickets. State police, highway patrol, Department of Public Safety out there, you know, more tickets. You know, you know when they're hurting, more tickets. You know, we got camera fraud. Now they're bringing down all the cameras this next month because the people, though, heck no, they're bringing them down. Here in Arizona, camerafraud.com. You go to camerafraud.com, call them scammers. You go to camerafraud.com, you'll see, man, we're not done. Oh, they're working on all kinds of stuff, not just the freeway system. But, you know, they're going to get their money. One way or another. I mean, you know, these guys are going to be, you're going to see them more and more like a bad science fiction B movie, man. I mean, it's, you know, give me the money. Well, here we got Benjamin Wayne Marion out there going, yeah, that might apply to y'all, but doesn't apply to me. And it's coming to a head. So tell us what's come to a head, man.
Well, I was arrested on in April of 2006 and charged with eluding. Now, 9 months go by before the case seems to be stalled, okay? And what happens is this case ends up being dropped, okay? I have it dismissed under a Rule 600, which is they failed to bring it to trial within 1 year. But before that happens, before it's dropped in the one-year period, 9 months into it, I get off I'm traveling the common way from point A to point B. I'm going from my domicile to my office, and as I get off the highway, onto the exit. The exit makes a sharp turn to the left, so you can't see what's coming up on you. And as I turn that corner, there is a state trooper off to the side of the road with a car pulled over. And here I come past that state trooper at 25 miles an hour. It's the same state trooper that had pulled me over in 2006. All I did was go by him. I didn't break any laws. I didn't do anything wrong. He just eyeballed me. There's that guy. And he left what he was doing there and came after me.
With what cause?
Pardon me?
What was his cause? He had to have probable cause because I can.
I've always been told you have to have probable cause. He just knew. He knew that I didn't have a license and that I did not, that I would not have changed my position because of all the trouble we've had in court over those 9 months. He knew that I didn't have a license, and therefore he came after me, and he pulled me over without any probable cause. None.
Okay.
He did not see a misdemeanor or a felony in progress. Okay.
Did he claim anything?
Did anything wrong when I passed him?
Did he claim anything? Did he say that there was an infraction?
No. In fact, in court, he says on the record, I simply know Mr. Maring, and I know that he wouldn't have gotten this resolved, and I knew. So he's going by simply what he supposed. Okay, he did not have probable cause. Okay, motion for dismissal denied. Okay, but nevertheless, let me continue here. He comes up behind me. I go down to the corner to the stop sign, make a complete stop, put on my blinker, make a right-hand turn, proceed down this road, and almost momentarily he's behind me with lights and siren. Now, lights and siren is also a crime. He's committed another crime. It's a misdemeanor, okay? He's only to use lights and siren when he's going to an emergency. And certainly to pull me over couldn't possibly be an emergency. So I pull off to the side of the road to allow him to proceed to his emergency. He pulls in behind me. Once he pulls in behind me, I lock my doors and I get on my telephone. But he comes up to the door and he says to me, "Turn off the vehicle." I say to him, "What do you want, sir?" He says, "Turn off the vehicle." I said a second time, "What do you want, sir?" He says again, "Turn off the vehicle." I say a third time, "What do you want, sir?" He says, "Turn off the vehicle." And with that, I put it in gear and proceeded on my way. I go 0.2 mile and I'm boxed in. Now I'm arrested for the second time. Okay? This is the second time that I'm being arrested. This is January 18th, 2007. Okay? Now, I have this all on my webpage. If anybody wants to read it there, they can find it at fighting and the number 4 liberty.com/Ben. The whole case is listed there. But the point that I'm getting at is I'm arrested. Okay? This is the second time by the same officer, and now I am demanding, as I did the first time, a trial by jury. I am demanding the assistance of counsel for my defense, and I am demanding my right to remain silent until I have those things. I can tell you that I got none of those things. They refused to give me an attorney. Okay, they make me fill out an application, and I fill out the application. They determine I make too much money. I'm not entitled to an attorney. Okay, but now we have a disparity, Ernest, between what they're calling affordable and what I can afford.
Well, you know, what's interesting is that you go through this process and that you're even filling out any of their forms.
I have to.
All right.
I am in handcuffs. I am before the court, and I'm ordered to do it.
All right. Under duress,
Okay.
Ink on paper. All right.
Yes. So I fill out the form, and now they read the form, and they say, "Well, you make too much money." Okay, but there's a disparity, Ernest, between what they're calling affordable and what I can afford.
Yeah, it's whatever okay. They say it is. That's what it is.
Right. Okay. I try to get an attorney that he wants $5,000. I don't have it, and I'm not going to sell my firstborn to get it. Okay. And so, the law says that they have the right to appoint counsel in the interest of justice, but they refuse to do so. So as the case proceeds forward. I'm arrested on the 18th of January. I go before the magistrate on the 24th of January. Okay, I have the transcript online and everything for that whole case, the whole outline. Okay, during that time, I am demanding the assistance of counsel for my defense. I'm being denied the assistance of counsel for my defense. So I am there in chains, and I am demanding. I demand it 10 times. If you're not going to give me the assistance of counsel, then proceed. Proceed. You're denying me the assistance of counsel, and I insist you proceed. Now we go into, then you're waiving your right to counsel. Your Honor, I reserve all my rights to myself and waive none of them. So she puts it into a postponement. She gives me a postponement on it. Okay? They bring me back on March 21st for a second trying. We go through the same thing again. Okay? This time, they actually appoint an attorney. They pretender. They actually leave the courtroom. They come back with someone who's going to be my attorney.
Your handholder.
I meet with this person in the hallway, and she's just there to solicit information. They don't have a case anyway. They don't go forward. And when we finish up that day, after I've talked to her and she takes that information back to them, okay, they say, "We're not proceeding today." The judge now recuses herself, okay, because I'm going to sue her, all right? My attorney tells her that I'm going to sue her. So she recuses herself, okay? So they have appointed an attorney that day. Now I come back in the next time. With a special appearance on May 16th, and when I come in that time, this magistrate recuses himself because I just sued him over the first case. It's already been a year now. May 16th has been a year, and so I was suing over the first stop, and he recused himself because he had heard the first case. Okay? So then on September 10th, I make another appearance for my preliminary hearing before a district magistrate.
Okay, that's a good time. That's a good time to break. We're coming up on a break now. We're going to what is this next phase that you're going through? You're doing another appearance?
I'm now up to my fourth attempt at a preliminary hearing.
So we're going to a preliminary hearing, fourth attempt. We're going to a preliminary hearing where they actually sit down. You have a prosecutor and I guess your pretend defense attorney, and they're going to be going over. We're going to work a deal. Man, you're in the system. We got boxes that need to be checked off, and we can't go any further until we check these boxes off. We got pieces of paper in our inbox. We need to get them in the outbox. So they're going to a pretrial hearing. That's where we're at. That's where we're going to start, you know, when we come back here on Declare Your Independence of me, Ernest Hancock, and Benjamin Wayne Marion challenging the man. We'll be right back.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
You can do about it. Going down the highway against the man. Well, guess what? All day, you know, sooner or later, they're going to want to play. You know, there's going to be somebody sometime somewhere. It's going to come to the attention of something, and you created paperwork, and they got to get it out of their inbox. That's just the way it is. So now we're in. It's September 10th. You know, you're going into your pretrial conference hearing. You're having a discussion. You know, they're making an argument. You're making arguments. You're talking to each other. What's going on, man?
This is the preliminary hearing. This is the fourth attempt to have a preliminary hearing. We haven't even gotten past that point. I again show up without the assistance of counsel. I cannot afford counsel. I've tried to get counsel. Not happening. Okay. The magistrate on the bench. I actually give him a letter. And again, this can all be found at fightingin4liberty.com/Ben. Is the case is entirely listed there. But I'm here before this magistrate again. It's a different magistrate on the bench, but I'm at the court again, and I still don't have the assistance of counsel. I'm demanding that they appoint counsel, and the magistrate comes off the bench and takes me upstairs. He's going to see a judge. And so I go upstairs with an entourage. I go with witnesses. I don't do anything alone. And while we're upstairs waiting to see a judge, another judge walks by. And so the magistrate stands up to talk with that judge, and that judge says two words in answer to his questions about how we should go forward and et cetera, because Mr. Marion will not waive his right to counsel, and yet he doesn't have counsel, and he's not eligible for free counsel. The judge says, proceed pro se. That's all he said. And I sued him for it. Okay?
Because he said that.
Pardon me?
Because he said that.
He said those two words. He's not on the bench. I didn't have an evidentiary hearing. He said, proceed pro se. I sued him.
Okay, based on what? You're standing?
He's practicing law without a license. Call it whatever you want. He's not acting according to the proper way.
I understand, but had to have been some damage for them to do that. There was an action by the prosecutor or someone else that took that information under advisement and did it and said, okay, we're proceeding.
We now go back downstairs and we have a preliminary hearing without the assistance of counsel for my defense.
Okay, and you challenged that. And you challenged that point right then there, right?
Oh yes, I did. Absolutely.
Okay.
And again,
then
the transcript is online.
Then you sue him for having. Well, it's, you know, one that he shouldn't have said anything without being on the bench and everything. Anyway, that's part of your point. And the other thing is that it wouldn't have mattered had they not taken his advice. So they went ahead and did exactly what he said. And so everybody's guilty.
Right. And so, again, that transcript is online at fightingforliberty.com.
Well, the number /Ben. Fighting spelled out, the number four, liberty spelled out, .com/Ben. Got it.
/Ben. Now, fightingforliberty.com is my pages that I use for the public for my investigative business. Okay? /Ben is not attached to that. You've got to put the /Ben to get there. Okay. In other words, you know, some of the people that I work for wouldn't understand, don't understand. Anyway, nevertheless, we're now before this magistrate. We have a preliminary hearing. Testimony is given. I refuse to say anything except I object, okay, because I do not have the assistance of counsel for my defense. Okay, and so I am. It is determined that there is enough evidence to proceed, and the case proceeds forward. And so from there, it now begin. It goes into an appearance before a sitting judge, a county judge, and right up until we go to trial. And again, all these things are on there. I wrote a bill of particulars. They refused to answer it.
If you go to the top of freedomsphoenix.com, mm-hmm. you'll see the case. And, I mean, we have this show. We have the letter to the editor. I put it all linked in there. So now you'll have access to fightingforliberty.com/Ben. So if you go there, you'll have the link. I just want everybody to know that's where the link is. It's all there. Okay, keep going.
Okay. So nevertheless, I end up going before a judge. I put in for a bill of particulars. I have to write everything myself, and I'm not an attorney. I'm objecting the whole way through. And as we head towards the trial point, we're having a hearing on this preliminary, on the bill of particulars that I had asked for. And as we're doing that, we're having a hearing on a motion to dismiss. It has come up to where another year has gone by. They didn't bring this to trial in a whole year. I'm now under Pennsylvania law, Rule 600, motion to dismiss because they didn't give me a speedy trial. So I'm now having a hearing on this, an evidentiary hearing on this motion to dismiss for violation of Rule 600. And as I'm doing that, they now assign counsel. They give me standby counsel as if I wanted to go pro se.
Okay.
But the record clearly shows that I did not.
Okay. We'll go ahead and get more detail. We have a long segment when we come back, and we'll summarize and clear it up, and I'll start asking a bunch of questions. And if we have time, we may even take some audience questions. We'll be right back.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443.
It's the same.
You know, it's the same old story, same old song and dance. It's you have to, no, I don't, yeah, you do, no, I don't, yeah, you do, no, I don't, yeah, you do. And, here's the jackboot to prove it. So Benjamin's, man, he's been going decades. This guy's been, he's had it going on. So now we're back in court. They're saying you got to, you know what? Where are we at now? I got you there, Benjamin?
Cool. Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, man. Where are we at now?
Okay, I had filed a Rule 600, a motion to dismiss under Rule 600, which says that they have to bring the case to trial within 365 days. They failed to do that, therefore, I put in a motion to dismiss. I had done that successfully on the first case with this officer, and now I'm doing it on the second case. The bottom line is during that hearing, The judge appoints counsel for the first time. But now what they've given me is standby counsel. I didn't ask for standby counsel. I asked for what the Constitution says, which it says you have the right to the assistance of counsel for your defense. So nevertheless, as we move forward, judge goes ahead and schedules the trial. And the trial is to begin on June 18th. Now, I had filed the Rule 600, but I had also raised issues of jurisdiction. and he had not answered the issues of jurisdiction. He had ignored them. And because he ignored the issues of jurisdiction and went into the Rule 600, I turn around and I sue him because he's now acting with no jurisdiction. So I file a federal lawsuit against the judge prior to the trial starting, that I actually serve him this lawsuit the morning that the trial's to start. And even though I have sued him now in federal court, he has a summons and a complaint in his hands, he still refuses to recuse himself from the bench and opens the trial. So we go to trial on June 18th with standby counsel. I'm forced to represent or defend myself without the assistance of real counsel.
Got it.
And again, this is all, the transcripts are all online.
Now, I get it, man. You got to move through
okay.
this faster. We're going to run out of time.
Okay.
Let's go.
And that's what I want to say. And so I then sue him in federal court. That's online. As this case proceeds, I'm found guilty. I'm found guilty of eluding. It takes the jury 10 seconds, okay, because
jury instructions, they go, did he or did he not do it? We don't care why. He's not even allowed to bring it up. Did he or did he not,
right. okay.
you know, accelerator
so pulled
guilty, off
done. And here's the penalty. The penalty is 3 months in jail, 3 months house arrest, and 18 months probation. And a strict order that I am not to drive a motor vehicle. Well, I have contended from the beginning that my 1992 Dodge Dakota pickup truck is not a motor vehicle. They have never proven that it was. And as I leave that courtroom and I do my time in jail and I file a writ of habeas corpus and I work through the process the best I can, I go on with the things that I want to do on this case. I continue to exercise my liberty right to travel. Okay? 6 months into my probation period, I am arrested again. And now I spent 8 months in jail, and I just got out of jail for that. Okay? I spent 8 months in jail because they picked me up on a probation violation. Okay? And during that process, I again have filed a federal writ of habeas corpus, and I've tried to move this forward in the court system. I've also filed what I call a Bible suit, because they wouldn't give me a Bible. It was 21 days without a Bible. I filed a water suit because I use a CPAP machine and they wouldn't give me distilled water. How much does that cost? They won't give it to me. Okay. I filed a hat suit because they put me at Camp Hill for 2 months or 71 days, and they didn't provide me with a winter hat in the middle of the winter. And a winter hat is a necessity of life, according to the law books. So I filed 3 additional suits while I was in jail. I filed a federal writ of habeas corpus, which the court is now going to hear. They've told the respondents to respond to that. What I'm trying to do now is have the federal court step in. They're going to say I didn't exhaust all my remedies. I'll deal with that. There was an appeal. There was an appeal to my they appointed a different attorney for the appeal. He didn't file on time, and it was dismissed. Okay? So as far as I'm concerned, as far as I know, my remedies are exhausted. No one's telling me there's any other remedies. This lawyer won't even respond to my letters. And so I've now gone back to the federal courts, and now back into the federal courts, and I'm hoping to have the federal courts honor me with a writ of habeas corpus. If they do, then we turn the gun turret, lower the barrels, and hit them with a federal lawsuit again. But
to what end? What is it you're trying to accomplish? You want the federal government to say, you know, when people say they don't want to be under our jurisdiction, they didn't sign up, and they want to claim their rights to be able to whatever, we're going to let them? I mean, that's what you're going to get them to do?
I am a sovereign flesh and blood man.
Yeah,
and
I agree with you. I agree.
I want nothing to do with them.
Problem
I
solved.
Want them to leave me alone.
Done. You're done. I get it. Now, you know, you're wanting them to either recognize that, or you just want them to leave you alone, or, I mean, I'm
well, there's
to see
damages. There's damages. My poor wife, you know, had to fend for herself for the last 8 months. There's when you've put me in jail, there's real damages now.
Okay.
I've had to put myself in harm's way, but now there's real damages, and I expect to be made whole again.
Okay, so this is going to go, what's the next phase now? At some point, you're going to need either this is what you're looking for. I'll guarantee it, this is what you're looking for, and we'll see if this happens. It'll be like the first time in my adult life. You're going to say, you were wrong, admit it, make me whole. And they'll go, kiss my
butt. Not in your life.
Right. So then what? I mean, you just keep continuing the education process. I mean, this is good to know. I've been through this before. You're not the first one that I've had conversations with on this kind of thing. And I tell you, in the end, sooner or later, they just muscle it through like what you've been seeing. Hey, they weren't supposed to do this. And let me tell you what they're thinking. So freaking what? We got the robes, the shiny badges, and the always available gun. We got all kinds of documents with on parchment, raised seals and clipboards and all this. And in the end, we got the freaking guns. And we can tell you whatever, no matter what you say. Being right don't mean nothing. We got the guns, okay? Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure, do we understand this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I understand that I'm standing in front of a tank in Tiananmen Square.
Exactly.
There's no difference. This is the United States is not the freest country there ever.
I got a button that said that very thing. It says, challenge the state. Ernest Hancock has a picture of a guy in front of the tanks. God, I'm way ahead of you.
Okay. And so, I understand that this ends with my death. You know, but they hope I die of natural causes. Before they have to deal with it,
you say no to government enough, you wind up dead. I mean,
I'm aware of that. I'm aware of that. Nevertheless, I'm on a course, and I'm going to stay on the course. I believe I've created the perfect storm. I have studied out this thing about the right to travel on the state level, taking the cases all the way back as far as they can go. And I clearly can see where at one time there was two distinct groups of people. There were those that traveled as a matter of right, and there are those that were using the road in an unnatural or uncommon or extraordinary way. Okay, people in commerce. So if people in commerce are yellow in color as a defining mark, and if people in that using the road in a natural way are blue, the government, the state government in Pennsylvania, as probably every state has done, has blended the two together and made green. They now say we have plenary control over everything, and you have no rights whatsoever when it comes to the common way or to the road. Okay? We will decide if you can drive or you can't drive. If you didn't pay your child support, we will withdraw your privilege to drive. Okay? This is what I'm fighting. Okay, I have an unalienable God-given liberty right to go downstairs right this minute out the front door into my automobile and go from my domicile to the store 1 mile away and home without any regulation whatsoever. None. And that's what I'm fighting for.
No, I'm with you, brother. We're going to follow it. I just want to make sure that I'm not encouraging anybody else or anyone without full understanding of what happens.
Nor am I. I'm not saying anyone should do anything that I have done. I don't recommend anyone do it. Okay.
I'm glad you're doing it though.
I stand on my own responsibility. I take responsibility for what I have done. Okay. But my son decided to stand on dad, and that doesn't work, people. You know, you can't stand on somebody else's shoulders. You have to stand on your own 2 feet. And the bottom line is, this is what I'm into. This is what I've been doing. I when I got out of jail, I saw that it was listed on your webpage, and so I wanted to give a follow-up to that. I know it's an uphill battle. I know it's impossible to win, except I also know that nothing is impossible with God.
You hear me, a lot of the audience will hear me say this. I go, you know, it doesn't happen all at once, but it does happen overnight. And what I mean by that is you hear about these for decades, you know, these kinds of cases. It's brought forth. You go through the bureaucracy. You were successful at it for, you know, years, decades, being able to do this. And then all of a sudden it becomes part of the general understanding of everybody. And that's what Freedom's Phoenix is about. It takes these issues and it makes it available to everyone to understand what's going on. And then, you know, a lot of times a little information is dangerous. They go out and start doing, well, so-and-so said, no, you're responsible for your own stuff. And we put that up there. You came across it and you're going, hey, I want to, you know, the rest of the story here. So you did a letter to the editor. I knew it'd be an interesting story. I wanted to have you come on. And I give the audience another, there's at the top, I don't know, it's like the top six stories there. You'll see one that says Molon LeBay with the M16's cross deal, and it says Homeland Security for what and for whom. An elderly gentleman that I've known as a friend of a friend called me this morning very excited. He read this book and he was this article, and he's like, Ernie, oh, you got to know about this. Yeah, I go, hey, man, I'll show you how to do it. So I walked him through and I put it up for him and said, look, when you come across this kind of stuff, that's what Freedom's Phoenix is for. It's for getting this type of information out. Now, what it is, it's a constitutional Homeland Security militia kind of thing. And I'm just like, hey, you know, I'll put it up. This is how you do it. So when you have someone like Benjamin out there, you know, going through all this information, all of these trials and tribulations, and he has all this information and it's documented and what cases, that's an accumulation of information that you need to know, by which you can take this information, add it to whatever you want to do, come up with a different way of doing it, or just know what the end result is. You're starting down this road. You go, look, somebody's already done it. I've done it. I've been in the Ninth Circuit. You know, I'm not an attorney. I've filed all kinds of civil suit. I've been there three times before the Arizona Supreme Court. I've been dozens of times for all other kinds of crap. I got more Ernie laws than I know what to do with. And I'm telling you, every single one of those was an education. It would just taught me what's really going on. And I'm telling you, if you think that you're going to get some government employee that's wearing a black robe to slap himself on the forehead and go, oh, I didn't know. I mean, you made such a good argument, and you're so right, and the law is so clear, and the precedents are so well documented, and the Constitution makes it very, very clear what exactly is it we're supposed to do and not do, and the Federalist Papers and the Anti-Federalist Papers. And all, I got all this evidence that says exactly what you're saying, but you know what? I don't freaking care. I'm from the government, and I'm here to help myself to your goodies. Okay? So I just want to make sure everybody that's what this show is about. Declare your independence. And I tell you, you cannot declare your independence and be independent if you're dependent. And what are you being dependent on? Dependent on them to recognize your right to just be left alone, when the whole function of government from the beginning was to protect your right to be left alone. That was their whole purpose. And what happens when they're the ones not leaving you alone? You're not violating somebody else's rights. You're not violating someone's property. You're not on, you know, messing with anybody else. You're just out on the common thoroughfare, and they go, oh, I'm sorry, you didn't get permission slip from the man. And if I got to have a permission slip from the man to do anything, not bothering anybody else in this country, then guess what? I'm not free. And this is the point that Benjamin is making. I just want to make sure that we, what do we learn from Benjamin? We're not free.
Therefore, they're violating their own 13th Amendment, which says there will be no slavery or forced servitude. They cannot force me to be a member of their society.
Oh, what they should be doing and what they're justified in doing, what they have jurisdiction to do and what they do are totally different things.
I'm aware of that.
Okay, so I just, you know, it's worth all your effort, you know, certainly to me. I mean, I'm better you than me sitting in for accumulation of over a year. But I'm telling you, it's a lesson learned. We need to understand what is the lesson. The lesson is that there are bad guys out there that will send other guys with shiny badges and guns, and you must comply or die. This is the lesson. So, you know, what's the solution? I mean, what are you looking to happen here, Benjamin?
I'm going to keep fighting until I'm dead. Plain and simple. I'm going to keep fighting. I've come in low. I've come in naked. There's not a lot of baggage on me. Okay? And I'm not turning away. So they've got to blow me away.
Here it comes. You know, when we come back, we'll go ahead and allow Benjamin to give out whatever sites and information he thinks would be of use to you. And you can go to fighting the number four, liberty.com/Ben, B-E-N. And get access to all of it. You go to freedomsphoenix.com right now, and you'll see the link to today's show, and it has all the information there. We'll be right back here on Declare Your Independence.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Benjamin Wayne Marin is just, he's giving him one for. Now, I want to give you an opportunity in the last few minutes here to go ahead and give out whatever address, and what it is that you would like people to do. I mean, they could forward this around. They could, take matters in their own hands, do whatever. But they need to know what's going on because they keep creating more people like this. I mean, let me give you an example. On the front page of Freedom Speaks right now, it's Bluff City, Tennessee. Brian McCrary found the perfect venue to gripe about a $90 speeding ticket, and he went to the Bluff City Police Department's website, saw that it was a domain name that was about to expire, and bought it right out from under the city's nose, and now he's putting up all this anti-camera scamra stuff, anti-speeding fraud kind of camera whatever, hammering on him using the own Bluff City Police Department's website. And I'm going, they're not going to be none too pleased about that. So, there's a lot of people doing this kind of, they're resisting the man. And here we got a guy, I'm telling you, Benjamin, you did your bit, man. But let's go ahead and let you give out some information and sites you want them to go to. And, what's your next course of action?
Well, of course, and my main objective is to get my story out. I know that there's other people out there that may have information that might help me. I listen to what other people have to say, but I make up my own mind as to what I'm going to use or not use. But other people have been helpful to me in the past, and I'm hoping that perhaps some of your listeners out there today might have some ideas. I don't buy every theory that's out there, but nevertheless, I do listen to other people. I just happened to be driving down the road one day, and I heard about a gentleman used a drug dealer, which I'm not in favor of drug dealers, used a Rule 600 against the courts to have his case removed. This was a couple years ago, and that's how I learned about Rule 600. I didn't know a thing about Rule 600.
Speedy trial.
Okay,
thing.
So you learn by listening. Okay, but again, I have to caution everybody: you don't act on what you hear. You learn and you stand on your own two feet. I would like to at least, first off, Ernest, I'd like to, thank you for your time today. I do appreciate that. And whatever comes out of it, comes out of it. I'm going to continue my fight. I would like to at least acknowledge one person, and that would be a gentleman by the name of Eric Carew, last name spelled W-H-O-R-U. He's on the internet. You can find him if you look up Eric Carew. He teaches fundamental, basic, natural principles, and learning those principles. And it took me a long time to get those principles into my head because I'd learned things wrong from a little lad on up. Okay, that I'm a citizen and that I'm this and that I'm that. And by really digging into that and learning who I am, that I truly am a sovereign flesh and blood man, has really put me on the right road to fight this case. So I do want to give acknowledgement to him. Outside of that, it's just to get the story out there so that it stays alive if I'm dead.
Fightingforliberty.com. Fighting, the number four, liberty spelled out. .com/Ben will get you right to all the research on this. Now, to give you, a big giant head start if you're doing this, but I'm telling you, man, I let me tell you what my advocacy has been, Benjamin. As long as we understand this, I mean, however you want to fight the man or not, or live till another, fight another day, or whatever you want to do, that's not my point. And I am just so that you have freed your mind. Know where you are free. Know what kind of, and Benjamin's blazing a trail here. It's like, look, are you or are you not a human being allowed to exist on this planet without somebody's permission to be free? I mean, the whole point of this America experiment thing was that the only function of government was to that end. If it's not doing that, you have a right to alter or abolish. at least in your head, declare your independence, and you don't even need a government form. Thanks for coming on, Benjamin. We'll talk to you tomorrow.